Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888 Ask Leo is the phone number. Let's get back to the phones. And Candace is on the line from Rancho Cucamonga. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Leo. Big fan here. Really appreciate the show.
Oh, very nice of you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So my question was, my mother and I are going to get a 60-inch, turns out it's Sony project, TV for my grandfather.
And, how nice.
Yeah, I know. Really looking forward to it, especially since I got like a 30-inch in my room.
60's great, yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering, if you play like games on it, like PS3 and Wii, will it burn into an image into the TV? Because
yeah,
that's what she heard. And
yeah, she's right. Yeah, she's right. Well, you can do it, but you just have to be very careful. So you said this is a projection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty old, I'm guessing. How old is it? A few years? 5 years? 10 years?
I think she said like 6 years.
Yeah. So the older projection TVs were very sensitive to burn-in. That's what they call this, when the image stays the same on the screen for a long period of time. Newer TVs now do a lot of tricks to keep that from happening, but the older ones were really sensitive to it. So it's okay to play games on it, but you want to make sure that you don't walk away and go get lunch and then forget and then go to the store and then come back 7 hours later, because it will be burned in. You don't, there's no margin for error. You cannot, it's very difficult to fix this. So my suggestion, you know, is your mom saying you can't play games on it? Is that why she's?
She'll let me play on, but she's a little concerned.
Yeah, she should be concerned. And by the way, it's not just games. If you watched, MTV or a show that had what they call a bug, a little image down in the lower corner, and that stayed there and never moved. People used to yell at us at Tech TV because we put our Tech TV little logo in the lower right-hand corner and left it there. And people would watch us all day, every day, and pretty soon they'd have that burned image in there. So nowadays, most stations will move it around a little bit. You'll notice they don't leave things in the same spot. They've got stuff moving. As long as things are moving, it's okay. It's when something stays there for hours at a time that it can become a problem. Either and it could be a TV show or a game. What kind of games do you play?
RPGs, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts.
That's fine, because they change all the time.
Yeah.
It's if you went on the screen that showed your inventory, for instance, and left it there for hours, then you'd have a problem because that doesn't change. But when you're moving around, everything's changing all the time, so that's fine. Do you have on these games, if there's a control panel at the bottom of the screen that doesn't change, then that's something you should be concerned about. You want something that's going to, nothing should stay the same on the screen for very long.
Yeah. I have one more real quick question.
Sure.
I want to become a programmer, but I'm not exactly sure where to start. I'm going to learn C++ right now. Is there any?
Are you in high school or college?
High school.
Okay. And do they have a programming class in your high school?
Well, I'm homeschooled, so we have to do it.
So
manually.
You can learn whatever you want. All right, I'm gonna tell you how to do this right, okay? And you can have your mom add this to your curriculum.
Okay.
It's free. It's a really excellent book. It was designed by MIT and a number of other universities to teach programming students the right way.
The right way?
And not the wrong way. It's called How to Design Computer Programs. And it's online. Let me just look it up. HTDP.org. How to Design Programs.org. And it will tell you a programming language to download that's also free called Dr. Scheme. Now, you're going to say, wait a minute, this isn't teaching me anything, you know, that's going to be practical. Oh, yes, it is. It's teaching you the modern way to design software. And if you're serious about programming, this is the way I want you to do it. I want you to do it right from the start. One of the reasons this was written is that they were getting a lot of people in their freshman college computer science classes that had learned in high school and had learned bad habits they were actually getting better results with the kids who knew nothing than the kids who'd already studied computer programming because they'd learned such bad habits. And starting off with C++ would be almost guaranteed to give you that bad habit. So start this way. This is a curriculum. You could work your way through this book. You also get the benefit of learning a lot about algebra and math in this. It's part of your math curriculum. It teaches you logical thinking. It teaches you design and planning. It's more than just programming. And what you will learn, of course, are some skills you can use in every area of life, but you'll also learn how to write software. And then, and only after you've gone through this book, can you start attacking a language that is used professionally like C++. And there are a lot of others, Python and Perl, PHP, Visual Basic, C#. There are a lot of great languages out there, but you want to learn the tools correctly from the beginning. htdp.org. The beauty of this is the book is free, the programming language is free, and the skills you're going to acquire here are going to really do well for you. So good luck. I'm thrilled that you want to do this, Candace. And please stay in touch and let me know how it goes and keep at it. You're obviously a bright person. And this would be, I think, a wonderful skill for you to learn.